Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Sûre-i Meryem Tasavvuf Eyvah. Zikru rahmeti rabbika abdehu zekeriya. This dua, in this dua, the sort of lesson one is, what is the main concern of a Nabi? Our concerns are generally more material or more our reputation. Two things cloud the mind. And what is the mind and what is the concern of a Nabi? Number two is this, that Allah Ta'ala wishes that we implore Him for all our big and small needs. Shisqun na'al, even the shoelace. So our bond with Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala must be such that at any given time, walking before us, He'll make it happen. He wills, and it will happen. In this regard, there are a lot of stories of the people making dua, how Allah Ta'ala blessed them. So it's not that the du'as are not answered, du'as are answered, but then what's the procedure? How do we make dua? That's the important thing. How do we make dua? They say that the princess had fallen ill. One woman of the quotes the story. So the king, what doesn't he have? Influence, wealth, everything he's got. And she is the only successor to the throne. How much more concerned would the king be when there's nobody else and he doesn't expect any other child? So he's old, 70 some odd, wife is also so old, so he can't expect a child. He's arrived old age and his successor to the throne is his princess, his daughter, and then she's taken seriously ill. No movement, she can hardly express herself. So you can imagine now what can be the state of the mind of the king. So our concern is our little small home, Kaya, right? That's our concern. And the king's concern is the entire empire, his whole dynasty, that whole thing must remain. His concern is so much. So now his concern is, if she goes, then everything has collapsed, everything has failed. Sometimes, this also is a mistake, that our hopes in the material is too much. وَلَوْ يُعَجِّلُ اللَّهُ لِلنَّاسِ الشَّرَّ اسْتِعْجَالَهُمْ بِالْخَيْرِ لَقُدِيَ إِلِيمْ أَجَلٌ Man is hasty. خُلِقَ الْإِنسَانُ مِنْ عَجَلٌ As though he is a creature of haste. He wants it to happen now, yesterday. And by Allah Ta'ala, everything has a time. It's time for everything. Khizr alayhi salam kills that infant child. Musa alayhi salam objecting, قَتَلْتَ نَفْسًا زَكِيَّةً بِغَيْرِ نَفْس Killed an innocent person for no valid reason. قَدْ جِئْتَ شِيْئًا نُكْرَى Terrible thing you've done. Cuttle the boat was bad. لِتُوْرِكَ أَهْلَهَا Right? It was bad. But already you fixed it up. But now this child here you killed. So when you kill someone, can you fix it up? So now you fixed it up, alright? Cuttle didn't fix it up. This child, what are you going to do about this? So in the story, what Allah Ta'ala is showing us, perhaps, a lot of things here, that be patient. فَصْبِرْ فَإِنَّ الْعَاقِبَةَ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ The end will be yours. So what you must do is just bear with patience. Because there are two situations. One situation is in your control. If it's in your control, then do what you can do. It's your control, right? you have got a control in the matter, then do what you can do. You got a toothache, right? You got money, and there's a dentist, so go. Don't leave all these asbab. But that which is within your control, you can manage. You're feeling cold, you got a blanket, you got a coat, use that, keep yourself warm. Now you can't say, no, I abandon the asbab completely, so I don't need to use a coat. Allah will keep me warm. Otherwise now, the hikmat in the asbab will all be defeated. Allah has created the world with asbab. And you say now, you know, abandon the asbab completely. So as though you're saying there's no need for asbab. That's what you're saying. You're feeling hungry, then eat. So he's created hunger and he's created the solution. So when he's created a solution, then you must then adopt the solution. In the hereafter, there will be no problem. إِنَّكَ لَا تَسْمَعُ فِيهَا وَلَا تَضْحَى لَا تَجُوَ فِيهَا وَلَا تَعْرَى. There will be no human needs. Human needs basically food, water, shelter and clothing. It's your basic needs, right? Food, water, shelter and clothing. These are your four basic needs. Allah says in Jannah, your needs are taken care of. You don't have to work at all. No work. Now coming to this planet here, then you have to toil. فلا يخرجنكما فتشقى إن هذا عدو لك ولزوجك فلا يخرجنكما then فلا يخرجنكما من الجنة فتشقى. So he's your enemy, he mustn't pull you out of Jannah. فتشقى, and تشقى here means then you will fall into problems, difficulties, right? Difficulties to earn a livelihood. Here, there's no difficulty. Right? Everything is found. Jannat, everything is found. The plate. And there, you come down to this planet, then, fatashqa, you have to put yourself into a difficulty. فَلَا يُخْرِجَنَّكُمَا مِنَ الْجَنَّةِ فَتَشْقَى. Now look at this ayat of the Quran. فَلَا يُخْرِجَنَّكُمَا مِنَ الْجَنَّةِ فَتَشْقَى. Let not Iblis take you out of Jannah, right? But then, here Allah produces this tasniyah, right? فَلَا يُخْرِجَنَّكُمَا jewel, Adam and Hawa. Let not Iblis take you two out of Jannah. And then, Tashqa, Adam alayhi salam. That means, man must work and generate an income. Otherwise, the Quran would have said, Fatashqaya. What it said? Fatashqa. That means, you must do the work. Everything that's related to outside the house, you must do it. Fatashqa. You will put yourself into difficulty. See. Quran Sharif has said, فَلَا إِنَّ هَذَا عَدُوٌ لَكَ وَلِزَوْجِكَ فَلَا يُخْرِجَنَّكُمَا مِنَ الْجَنَّةِ فَتَشْقَيَا. But what it said? فَتَشْقَى. See that? So, people that talk about gender equality, they must revisit this verse. This verse here. فَلَا إِنَّ هَذَا عَدُوٌ لَكَ وَلِزَوْجِكَ فَلَا يُخْرِجَنَّكُمَا مِنَ الْجَنَّةِ فَتَشْقَى. You must check this verse again. You can see what is the plan of Allah Ta'ala. And when you ignore the plan of Allah Ta'ala, then you become a fool. Remember, it's a plan of Allah, it's a design, then you will bring embarrassment to yourself. In London, one woman, she pulled out one verse from the Old Testament against sodomy, against gay, etc., right? And she just sent it out. So she was apprehended by the police. But she only wrote, she only quoted something from their own scriptures, Christian country. So she pulled out a verse and she sent it out. Right. So now they apprehended her, they put her into jail. 3 months ago, what happened now? She said, when you leave out the design of Allah Ta'ala, you make a fool of yourself. 3 months ago, what happened? One man was caught for rape. Right, they put him into prison. So he says now that, see now, the verse is talking about you got the choice to choose the gender of your choice. You are allowed to choose the gender of your choice. You want to be a woman, you can be a woman. You want to be a man, you can be a man, right? So now he's in prison. And whilst in prison, he says now, I want to be a woman, so put me into the woman cell. See that? They can't say innamal amalu bin niyat because they don't believe. They believe in innamal amalu bin niyat. They don't believe. But I say you that if you move away from Allah's plan, then definitely you will embarrass yourself. Now how do you reconcile this? He says I want to be a woman. So if he's got the right to choose the gender, then by law they're supposed to put him into a woman's cell. I can't do it. No, go. It's just remaining. So then the law now, they have to be selective in the law. That happened now recently, 3 months ago. I'm showing you the law of Allah. See, فَلَا إِنَّ هَذَا عَدُوُ لَكَ وَلِزَوْجِكَ فَلَا يُخْرِجَنَّكُمَا مِنَ الْجَنَّةِ فَتَشْقَى. Let him not drive you out of Jannah, otherwise you, Adam, you will put yourself into problems, difficulty. So this happened now recently, right? And about 2.5 years ago, they hosted the Olympic Games, right? Now, when they hosted the Olympic Games, they saw a black person, and he's coming out first in all the races. One race, the second race, the third race, all the women races, he's coming out first. She's coming out first, I'm sorry. She's coming out first. 100 meters, she's coming out. 500 meters, she's coming out. All the races, she's coming out first. Now, they got worried about it now, but hey, everything, she's coming out first. So, they discovered that she was a he. So, now they can't really think about it because you got the right to choose the gender. So, he's chosen a female gender. When he's chosen a female gender, so he's privileged to enter the race. Isn't it? But now see, you make an embarrassment of yourself. So the law of Allah Ta'ala, that's divine, that's supreme, and just follow that law, there will be no problem. So, when you talk about now gender equality, right? So the first thing now, the first concern is, now, you're going to get children, right? Then how are you going to look after those children? So they'll say, no, gender equality, both children work, and then leave the child in the creche when you're going to work. All right. Creche story sounds nice, isn't it? But the majority of the population in any country, I ask you, is it poor or is it wealthy? It's poor. See, London, right, is a prosperous country. But they say that before the end of the month, everybody is in debt. Everybody is in debt. So I ask, you know, the average and the poor, can they manage it? Can't manage it. So now that crash story can't work out. If it works out, it only works out for the ultra wealthy. But the majority of the public, does it work out? So the right thing is, just follow the law of Allah. Close your eyes. Allah made the law. This is a man, and these are his duties. This is a woman. This is your duties. Right. As though you talk about this equality, then you're being unfair to the woman, because on the one end she has to mother the child, then she must earn and generate income as well. She must mother the child, and she must also generate income. Double loop. Right. You see that? And she can't say that you must pay me for this double loan. Can she say that? She can't say that. We are both equal. But if we are both equal, then all I can do is I can share the caring. That's all I can do. Beyond that, you can't ask me to do anything. So it's a divine law. Just leave it like that. Don't play around. Don't go and mix it up. Just leave it like that. So we're talking about this princess. Right. And now she is the successor to the throne. And the king is Parishan. He is really worried. For such a big kingdom, this is the only successor to the throne. And she has fallen seriously ill. She can hardly eat, talk, can't even move. But what do I do? So he's trying one doctor, second doctor, specialists, hospitals, everything he's trying, and nothing is working out. By Allah Ta'ala, you have to be straight, clean, honest, and straight. He knows what's inside. One person, his son, he's got only one son, and his son fell seriously ill, very seriously ill. Same, you know, can't talk, can't even move, nothing. So he made a vow to Allah Ta'ala that we got one cow, right? And if this son of mine recovers, then this cow, that is the most precious property we got, Sunya will give it in Allah's name. See, for other animals, but this is about the most precious. See, in India, so that cow or that buffalo is giving about 25-30 liters of milk. 1 liter of milk is about 15-20 rand, right? So now that's the money, that's the livelihood. So they treat him with a lot of respect. But now his son obviously comes before the animal. He says, if this child of mine, if he recovers, he's going out. So now he went for namaz and came back. Now he sees now that the child is talking now. When he saw that the child is talking, now he says to Allah, Allah, I didn't refer to this cow here. Man. The other one that's weak and old, lean that side, the kraal. So that's what I was referring to. So anyway, he went for the next namaz. Now he says, hey, he's walking also. Before you couldn't walk, you couldn't talk, couldn't do anything. Now he's saying to Allah Ta'ala, that, no, I wasn't referring to this one here. I'm referring to that weak one. Now change his intention again. Allah Ta'ala, you know, I wasn't referring to that one. Which one I was referring to is that some 3 years ago we lost one cow. So that cow is your name. Now, he went for the next namaz. Now the boy is talking, eating everything. So, his friend is advising, don't make that, don't say that. Because say for example, that cow that is lost, that is recovered, then what you'll do? Then, what vow you must take is, you know the one that died, that thing is in your name. See, change the goalpost all the time. So Allah doesn't like this. playing games with Allah Ta'ala. He knows your mind. He knows you. Sometimes you think, why do I not get accepted? Because Allah Ta'ala knows what's in your mind. But you want something to happen, and you got some other ulterior motives inside your heart. So He knows what's inside. So you think, why the dua is not getting answered? So this princess now, whom is reading a story, but he gave it a very long story, about 30 pages, so I was reducing it to one page. It's nice to read his kitab, but then you must know the masail of tasawuf. If you don't know the masail of tasawuf, then you can't be studying it. Because you'll come to wrong conclusions. But if you know the masail, and now you're reading the thing, you'll arrive at right conclusions. But you don't know the masail, how you gonna? That's why someone was here who wanted to study tasawuf. Brilliant, very brilliant person. Otherwise it's a wrong thing. I can tell you which kitabs you can go through, but it's a wrong thing. But I told him, see, the tasawuf is about the taste. Acquire the taste. That's the whole essence of the tasawuf, zuq. Now, for you to acquire a taste for something, you have to taste it. If I tell you that a mango tastes like this, orange tastes like this, nachos tastes like this, but you haven't ever tasted any of this fruit, will you have the taste? Can't. It's impossible. Because you didn't taste anything. Like a child, right, is 10 years of age. Can you explain to him the taste of intimacy? Can you get that? He's too small, he can't understand, he can't compute what's there in this thing here. He can't understand the thing, he can't relate to it. So, this tasawuf cannot be understood just by studying books. People think they know, are getting right. Can't. Like I say, at lychee you have to taste it to acquire the taste. Peaches, you have to taste the thing. Just by reading some book, or listening to one bayan, you won't get the taste. So there's a whole process. You follow the process, you get the taste after that, eventually. But now you listen to read, or keep a remote control, then can't work out. You got married in Johannesburg. You're in Durban. You're not meeting each other. Will you find the satisfaction of marriage? And so are we phoning, talking to each other? But will you find the fulfillment of it? So same thing also requires contact. And you can't be just studying, and you can't just be contacting from a distance. So, think of everything, so he's got this physicians, doctors, everything failed. There is some jadu. He got some Araqis and Rukyas. That thing not working out. The hospital didn't work out. Doctor, physician, specialist, the Araqis didn't work out. Nothing worked out. So now someone got some jinnat, got some ghostbusters. That also didn't work out. There were Araqis also, ghostbusters, they got everything. But nothing is working out. At the last now, he said, no, you know what? The main thing I left out. It occurred to the king that the main thing I left out, the main thing was go to Allah Ta'ala, beg of him. I tried the doctor, the hospital, the specialist, the Rakis, the ghostbusters, everything I tried, everything failed. But, وَإِذَا مَرِدْتُ فَهُ يَشْفِي تُلِي هِيَا تَنَمَاتَ الَّذِي هُوَ يُطْعِمُنِي وَيَسْقِينِ وَإِذَا مَرِضْتُ فَهُوَ يَشْفِينِ وَالَّذِي يُمِيتُنِي ثُمَّ يُحْيِينِ وَالَّذِي أَطْمَعُ أَنْ يَغْفِرَ لِي يَوْمَ الدِّينِ. Look at the tertib. الَّذِي هُوَ يُطْعِمُنِي وَيَسْقِينِ. After you eat, then you feel sick also. You eat, you didn't eat rightly, then you get sick. So, وَإِذَا مَرِضْتُ فَهُوَ يَشْفِينِ. So first, وَالَّذِي هُوَ يُطْعِمُنِي وَيَسْقِينِ. And after you've eaten, your quota of food has finished, right? Then you meet. وَالَّذِي هُوَ يُمِيتُنِي. And the story of death doesn't end just with death. Then he'll bring me back up to life. يُمِيتُنِي ثُمَّ يُحْيِينِ. It ends up where? وَالَّذِي أَطْمَعُ أَنْ يَغْفِرَ لِي خَطِيئَتِي يَوْمَ الدِّينِ. So it starts from eating and drinking and ends up with أَطْمَعُ أَنْ يَغْفِرَ لِي خَطِيئَتِي يَوْمَ الدِّينِ. That's where it starts, ends up. So I hope that I get forgiven that day. Like a child comes to a madrasa, new child, so I'll show him first things first. This is your sleeping room. And this is the eating, right? That's the first thing. Then, say, alright, this is the class that you need to attend. Then, you'll try and see, after 2 months, there's going to be an examination. أَطْمَعُ أَن يَغْفِرَ لِي خَطِيَةِ يَوْمَدِينَ. Everything must work out right for me. Starts off with sitting, eating and sleeping, and ends up here. وَالَّذِي أَطْمَعُ أَن يَغْفِرَ لِي خَطِيَةِ يَوْمَ الدِّينِ. But this same passage is also teaching you, رَبِّ هَبْ لِي حُكْمًا وَأَلْحِقْنِي بِالصَّالِحِينَ. One is you have umid in Allah Ta'ala, the hopes in Allah Ta'ala. That's why, يُطْئِمُنِي وَيَسْقِينَ إِذَا مَرِدْتُ فَهُوَ يَشْفِينَ يُمِيتُنِي ثُمَّ يُحْيِينَ وَالَّذِي أَطْمَعُ أَنْ يَغْفِرَ لِي خَطِيَةِ يَوْمَ الدِّينِ. So you said these words. Why do you say these words? You build up hope in Allah Ta'ala. Are you looking alright? And eating well, sleeping well. Who gave me all these things here? Right? So when you repeat these things here, then it builds your connection and your hope in Allah Ta'ala. I'm nothing but Allah is taking good care of me. And in the Dasturkhan, I see sometimes five, six varieties. Let me see. Six varieties, seven varieties of food. What else? What else can I complain about? Is there anything to complain? Nothing. So, this is being brought up so that your hope in Allah Ta'ala burns. So when you're making dua, you're making dua with that hope. Allah wa antum muqinun. Have that hope, have that conviction. Allah Ta'ala will accept your dua. Don't just make an empty dua, but have the trust, have the faith that Allah Ta'ala is going to answer your dua. He'll answer your dua. So therefore you repeat these words to build your hope, to build your confidence, to build your trust in Allah Ta'ala. But let's ask Allah Ta'ala. And now you start off showing all Allah Ta'ala's favors, and after that you ask. Zakariya alayhi salam, when he's making dua, so وَلَمْ أَكُمْ بِدُعَائِكَ رَبِّ شَقِيَّ. He also says, he's building his own, he's teaching us. Allah Ta'ala, whenever I asked you, then I was never unblessed, never deprived. وَأَعْتَزِلُكُمْ مَا تَدْعُونَ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ وَأَدْعُوا رَبِّي. See, Ibrahim is saying, أَعْتَزِلُكُمْ مَا تَدْعُونَ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ وَأَدْعُوا رَبِّي. أَسَىٰ أَلَّا أَكُونَ بِدُعَاءِ رَبِّي شَقِيَّةِ. See that? Why is this here? To build hope and to teach us that when you're making dua, your hopes must be there as well. See that? Zakariya alayhi salam, وَلَمْ أَكُونَ بِدُعَاءِكَ رَبِّي شَقِيَّةِ. أَسَىٰ أَلَّا أَكُونَ بِدُعَاءِ رَبِّي شَقِيَّةِ. I'll never be unblessed. Allah will see me right. So, it's teaching you multiple things. أَعْتَزِلُكُمْ مَا تَدْعُونَ. I must make the effort. Whatever effort is required, I must do that as well. And ask Allah Ta'ala. So the effort was to leave. The people of Kufr displayed to leave them. So he did that. And then he made dua. Otherwise, one is the hadith which says, أَنَا إِنْ دَظَنِّي عَبْدِيبِ, I will treat you according to your opinion about me. But obviously that hadith means that after you made some effort, then you have hope. Otherwise, that no effort, that stupidity, absolutely no effort. You're saying, Allah Ta'ala, you got a whole plain, right, got a farm, 500 hectares, right? No effort you made, you didn't plow the land, you didn't sow the seeds, nothing. It's a big jungle, right? Nothing. A big jungle, and you didn't do anything. And now you're making dua, Allah Ta'ala, I must get a bumper crop of wheat this year. Is that right? Or stupidity? Stupidity, yeah, you made some effort, took all the jungle out, you dug the furrows, softened the land, sowed the seeds. Then you make dua also. But now you didn't do anything, and you're asking Allah Ta'ala, that's not right. Someone is anxious to have a child, so he didn't even go for a proposal, he didn't even make nikah, Allah give him a child. So that miracle was done once in that in this world, and not to be repeated. Isa al-Islam, without an agency, right, came straight, right? But Allah does not want to repeat this thing here. Because the wahi was still coming in. Right after Rasulullah SAW, the wahi was coming in. But after Rasulullah SAW, no wahi coming. Now, what will stop a woman from doing some stupid things and saying, I'm the second Mary? She can say that, isn't it? Like Maryam alayhi salam had a child. So all women are making the same claim. So Allah closes. That whole door of wahi is closed. Trust. You can't. You can't make that type of claim. So Allah Ta'ala is building our hopes. And He wants us to hope in Him. But the hope means that you try also. According to your capacity, according to your means, you must try. How much you can. And also ask Him. Try and ask. That's called ana inda zanni abdibi. It's not that you don't adopt procedures. Adopt the procedure and hope. Otherwise now, you go on a 100th story in a building, right? And I hope Allah will save me. Come, say, I'm Superman. Coming down, crushing. Allah will save me. Is that right? So that hope is right. Now you follow procedure. Say, Allah, take me, bring me safe down. And whatever procedure was required, follow procedure and came down. But you left all that procedure. So this asbab Allah made for some reason. Now to abandon all those asbab, that's wrong. So there's two wrongs. One is to abandon the asbab. And one is to believe only in asbab. That asbab will make things right, will make things work. So the doctor will make the patient right. So the doctor can just do that treatment process, but the healing Allah does, isn't it? The farmer can only sow the seed, but the sprouting, the growing of the crop, that is Allah Pak's work. So, to feel, no, I got a ground, I got all these things, and I will do it, I'll get it. That's not right. So, this is also wrong, that is also wrong. So, the way of the Sahaba, Biya alayhi salam, follow the procedure and hope in Allah Ta'ala. So now, this king, we're talking to this king, and around Tahajjud time, I said, no man, you know, I did everything else, but what I supposed to be knocking at first, that I just delayed the thing. I left the thing out. So now, that thought came to his mind. His hair is disheveled. He just got off from his sleep. Clothes are not right. bare feet, right? He's made wuzu in that state now, in a state of total humility. Bare feet, clothes are not dried, hair is disheveled, and he went, made wuzu and he came on. And now he started crying to Allah Ta'ala. Begging Allah Ta'ala, begging for 1.5 hours. Now he goes and sees that the queen, that princess, she's 90% recovered from what I saw her, and now, see. So وَإِذَا مَرِدْتُ فَهُوَ يَشْفِينَ. So you follow procedure, but trust in Allah Ta'ala, hope in Allah Ta'ala. That hope in Allah Ta'ala must not be lost. That's one mistake. The other mistake is that Allah Ta'ala will do that which is best for you, not what you think is best. You are making dua that Allah Ta'ala give me one Honda, right? You are making dua. And Allah Ta'ala gave you one Kia, right? What do you ask for? Honda. He gave you Kia. So he knows what is better for you. You don't know as well. وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ عَسَىٰ أَنْ تُحِبُّوا شَيْئًا وَهُوَ شَرٌّ لَكُمْ وَعَسَىٰ أَنْ تَكْرَهُوا شَيْئًا وَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ. Maybe you think this is better for it. You think that. But the opposite may be true. That may be better. But only time will tell, well, this is not the good thing, and therefore we didn't give it to you, and we'll give you such and such a thing. So that you don't know straight, how you make it out. So we are talking about Khizr al-Islam and him killing the child, right? So Musa al-Islam objected. So at the end now, Khizr al-Islam says, see, فَكَانَ أَبَوَاهُ مُؤْمِنَيْنِ. See this child that we killed. His parents were good believers, Muslims. فَخَشِينَا أَيُّهِقَهُمَا تُغْيَانَ وَكُفَّرَ. But there was a very close bond. Parent to the child was a very, very thick bond. And the child was supposed to be a kafir. But because of the bond, the parents would have been influenced by his kufr. They could have gone into kufr. Because they were so thick. You know, the father would do anything for his child, isn't it? But it happened. The father, for example now, the child says, I want to get married to one Hindu. All right, my love, I'll do it. So, he doesn't want anything as a barrier between him and his child. So now in that marriage now, they have to go around one fire or whatever, kiss one idol or something. Father will do it. So because of what? Because of the bond that he's got with his child. What is happening? Because of the bond that he's got with his child, he'll do anything. Now, a lot of youngsters come in. They give the stories that there are some computer games, right? There are computer games. Now, you want to win, or you want to go to a second level. So, if you want to go to a second level, then you must bow down to one idol. So you press one button that will be a symbol that you have bowed down. So you win the game or you have to go to a second level, but before that you must bow down to one idol. And how it happens that you press a button and now that signifies that you have bowed down. See? So you get so attached to these type of things that you are concerned that does it have any connotations, any implications. So the bond between the father and the child is so much that Allah says, فَخَشِينَا أَيُّهِقَهُمَا تُغْيَانَ وَكُفْرًا. Father would have become a kafir because of the bond that he had with the child. So you have the love for the child, but within a limit, not beyond the limit. So then Allah Ta'ala did best for the child and for the parents because قَتَلْتَ إِذَا لَقِيَا غُلَامًا, right? Child, infant. So Khizr al-Islam killed him in his infancy. When he killed him in his infancy, now is there any hisab for the child? No hisab, because in infancy he died. And since the child died, now the parents also, it was better for them, because now there wasn't that fear that this child will lead them to disbelief. Child died in infancy, finished, no hisab. And the parents are safe from that kufr of the parent, of the child. So both are safe. فَأَرَادَ رَبُّكَ أَن يَبْلُغَا فَأَرَادَ فَشِينَا أَن يُرِيكَهُمَا طُغْيَانًا وَكُفْرًا فَأَرَدْنَا أَن يُبْدِلَهُمَا رَبُّهُمَا خَيْرًا مِنْهُ زَكَاتًا وَأَقْرَبَ رُحْمًا. In place of this child that Khizr has killed, Allah gave them one daughter. This child was is killed, finished, right? So in place of this child, what happened? Allah gave one daughter. أَقْرَبَ مِنْهُمَا رُحْمًا. So this child will be more pious and better towards the parents. He'll be more pious, righteous, and better. So this woman here, this child, this daughter, she mothered a Nabi. She mothered a Nabi of a great nation, big, huge nation, and she's the mother. Now, I ask you now, now that whole story is before you, see, from the beginning, the child was killed, and replaced with a daughter, and the daughter turned out to be the mother of a Nabi, of a huge nation. Now, what will you like? Well, you're still insisting on the boy. Yeah? I said, oh, definitely I want the daughter. But now, then, what is this story telling you? The story is telling you, فَصْبِرْ إِنَّ الْعَاقِبَةَ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. Just hold on. Whatever sabr requires of you, you observe that. And don't let the taqwa, إِنَّ الْعَاقِبَةَ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. Don't become impatient and let the taqwa go out of your hand. So the results, good results, will be for you. But what is required of you? Sabr. So whatever sabr requires of you, and whatever taqwa requires from you, you observe both, and the end is yours. Now, because we are, that's the test, right? That's the test. Because you don't know what the future holds. You're in suspense. You don't know. So that's the test. Are you holding on to me? I'm telling you, the aqiba al-muttaqeen. I'm telling you for that. Right. So do you trust me? Do you faith? Do you have love? Do you have faith in me? I'm telling you that taqwa will bring about the fruits. So you don't know how the picture will turn around. But you trust me, then you be patient. And have taqwa, and you see things will work out for you. Isn't this the essence of the story? You don't know. At the beginning, you don't know that this child is killed now. And where the story is going to end, what way is going to go towards, do you know? You know anything? So that's why Allah is saying this whole life. This whole life. This whole life. Be patient with me. And you will see, if you hold to me, listen to me nicely, you will see things will work out for you. The whole secret is you hold on. And hold on with Allah Ta'ala, trusting in Him. That inshallah, shortly, everything will work out. No, I say, I want it straight away. So Allah Pak doesn't have to surrender to your thinking. Allah Ta'ala doesn't have to bow down to your thinking. You say, no, Allah Pak, why is not listening to me? He's listening to all your dua, but he's not bowing down to your thinking. Your thinking is, you are naive, limited, short-sighted. You don't know what the future holds. Right? You don't know all these things. So he doesn't have to bow down to your thinking. Now you have to understand that Allah is all-knowing. He knows the future like he knows the past. And he means good for you. And therefore he says, إِنَّ الْعَقِبَةَ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. So hope in him. Right? Be patient with him. Listen to him. Inshallah, you see, in a short while, everything will work out for you. See the whole plan. From the beginning to the end, how it works. So, when you struck with a misfortune or something, then have that in your mind, that there's something good that will come out. But just that, I have to hold with Allah Ta'ala. Fasbir innal aqibata lil, I have to hold. Allah Ta'ala will not show me things immediately. That conquest of Makkah will come after Badr, after Uhud. So many people, so many lands will be taken, right? A lot of things will happen. Abu Jandal's story will happen. All these things will happen. 70 Sahaba Kiram will be martyred. Hazrat Hamza will... All then you get... So, فَصْبِرْ إِنَّ الْعَقِبَةَ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. You're getting a group of people who don't want to do that. Therefore Allah Pak says, مِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ عَلَى حَرْفٍ. They want to be with Allah Ta'ala, they want to show the allegiance, but they want to be fence-sitters, what? عَلَى حَرْفٍ. They'll be on the fence. فإن أصابه خير اطمأن به. If things are working out, they're going move. Going steady. All the property, business, health, everything is going on. So now, steady. فإن أصابه خير اطمأن به. وإن أصابته فتنة انقلب على وجهه. And things are not working out, then, hey, this is not right. This is not right. I adopted this deen, I'm becoming pious now, and things are going on reverse. When a sabah fitna to khalaba alawati khasira dunya wal akhirah. So that's not the way. Not the way. This Quranic Sharif parables, examples, is very important, very, very important. Whether Allah says Masalun Kamasalil Ladi Stokada Nara, right? Aw kasayyibin min as-samaa'i fi zulumatin wa ra'dun wa barq. So this, what is the parable? في ظلمات ورعد وبرق. في ظلمات ورعد وبرق. So it's a rain cloud, right? كسيب من السماء, rain cloud, thunder, lightning, and everything, right? So you talk about a rain cloud. So rain cloud has got hopes also, isn't it? In a desert, parched area, dry area, you got hopes. But there is some, also some things to fear about. Ra'ad, barq, thunderclaps. So, now, what are you, how are you going to be? Kullama adha'a lahum mashufi. When things are working out, then you're going. When things are working out, then you're going. This time is very good. Wa idha azlama alayhim qamu. And then things are not working out, then you stop. See that? Holding the brakes. That's why I say, just you're speaking about Tawheed, right? Look into the Qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. Now I'm talking about the misal of the Quran Sharif. Reading the thing and all that, but do we take out the time, right? This misal that Allah Ta'ala is showing, what is the lesson? See that, Kullama, Iza, Adha'a lahum mashawfi, Iza, Adha'a lahum mashawfi, Iza working out, then you go in. Islam and the sum of everything is very good, right? Why? Came here and a lot of things are working out. وَإِذَا أَظْلَمَ عَلَيْهِمْ قَامُوا. But things didn't work out like how you planned and how you envisaged it. قَامُوا. Then you hold back. وَلَوْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ لَذَهَبَ بِسَمْعِهِمْ وَصَمْعِهِمْ. So Allah is telling this type of people that are convenient, fence sitters. What is he saying? وَلَوْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ لَذَهَبَ بِسَمْعِهِمْ وَصَمْعِهِمْ. See, now you got that faculty to benefit, right? To take benefit, you got that faculty. But Allah Ta'ala can cancel those things. Khatam Allah, you can cancel that thing. Now you still got it, you're still coming, shopping, coming, but don't you have the fear that Allah Ta'ala can delete it complete? Then what do you do then? Summum bukmun umyun fum la yarji'un. You'll be totally lost. So, understand the plan of Allah Ta'ala, and then hold on. فَاسْتَمْسِكْ بِالَّذِي أُوحِيَ إِلَيْكَ. So, there is two things now. Take everything casually. There is, take your time now. Don't become too religious, right? That's not right. Because this verse is saying, فَاسْتَمْسِكْ بِالَّذِي أُوحِيَ إِلَيْكَ. Istimsak, what it means? The translation is مَزْبُوتِي سَي پُكَرُو. Hold firm. Not casually. Well, I don't mind. Talk to one girl here, I'll say it's alright. Talk to one One video clip also a movie. So not that. فَاسْتَمْسِكْ بِالَّذِي أُوحِيَ لِكْ. Hold on to it firmly. So you see these misals in the Quran Sharif, and what the misal is aiming at. One is to your tilawat. You must do it as much as you can. But that doesn't mean that these misals Allah is giving, parables, similes, examples he's giving, you don't ponder upon it. That's, see, the creator. Khaliq. Khaliqul Alam. He's created, so he knows the design. And when he knows this, he knows the design, he's showing you this is how the whole thing is planned. So think of that plan, then inshallah your feeling will grow, your mind will settle, and you'll find ease after that. Allah Baqtawfiq.